Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. And Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, the born seer, was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She channels this ancient knowledge and spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has used her rare gift in communicating universal knowledge in seminars for students and corporations, and she's available by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time weekdays at 1-520-896-9510. And how are you today, Ada Marie?
I am wonderful. In fact, I'm looking out the window at the sunshine and the wonderful, although the weather is down in the 40s, there's no wind, so it's just beautiful, beautiful. What can I say? I couldn't be
that's
better.
That's great. All righty. Well, you know, the energies, I've been fascinated because the air is just vibrating with all these energies between the two. We're halfway between two eclipses and that super moon and everything. Are you getting any very interesting information from spirit lately?
I haven't gotten a great deal. In fact, I was quite surprised. We had that super moon. And I asked if there was any ramifications that I should know that I could share with my people, and I didn't get anything. So I feel like the energy is shifting, and I'm just not being given any information as to the degree of shift or where the shift is taking place. I feel like when they're ready to, and that's the way they are, you know. When they're ready to tell you something, they just start talking. But they sure do. But they haven't been talking, so I haven't got anything to share.
Uh-huh. My goodness. Well.
I mean, we are having...
Looks like we're on our own, huh?
Yeah, and we are having nice weather. I mean, I have to tell you, the sun is out, and it's like 60 degrees right now. We're in the middle of February. You don't see that in February. You know, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And very little wind and very peaceful. I mean, just very peaceful. So I just think it's an odd winter. Because we haven't had a winter like this.
I was just speaking to my brother in Illinois, and he said the same thing, that it's been really a very mild winter.
Right.
But my niece up in Wisconsin isn't telling me that. So.
Well, somebody's got to get some water someplace.
That's right.
You know, it's amazing because I said, we're dry. There wasn't a drop of rain. There hasn't been anything that would even look like it. And you see the trees are kind of limping along here. So that's not a good sign, but... We'll get through it, and we'll find out what comes next.
That's for sure. So the is there anything unusual that you can report at all?
Well, I don't know that they call it unusual, but I find it to be very unusual that we don't have near the amount of tourists coming in and the amount of people coming from the East Coast to the West Coast where it's warmer. There hasn't been that big influx this year. It's been a lot slower and not near the amount of people.
It's interesting. It seemed like after the after all of the hurricanes and everything, people kind of pulled in their horns a little bit about traveling, maybe, you know, and the airports here were socked in this morning.
Oh, really?
So I think people are traveling a bit less.
And there's so much going on
in the White House, and so much going on around us, and the stock market. Your angels don't care a bit about the stock market, huh?
They don't. You know what they actually what they care about? They care about the people and the energy surrounding the people. The people are concerned, and sharing with each
mm-hmm.
other. They're more concerned with those kind of things. And I will very often be told that they are working hard to be able to be harmonious and peaceful and help each other. And I guess on the roads today, the roads are kind of dangerous if people aren't being careful, because I hear about so many accidents. My goodness, girl,
mm-hmm.
that's odd.
Yes, indeed.
And a lot of problems
with the railroads too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, accidents and things like that are not nice things to report. You rather talk
mm-hmm.
about things that are going along smoothly and options that we have of being able to do things that are positive. But there are so many calls of people, you know, like we have an area here of about 18 miles, and our insurance went up $15 because of that area, because there were so many accidents on that area in the last 4 months.
How interesting.
Yeah.
That's really, and it's, you're in such a small, secluded area there in the mountains and everything.
Right, and the road is straight. There are no curves in
mm-hmm.
the road. But it's a straight road and clean road in good condition. But they raised our automobile insurance $15. Everybody got a $15 raise because of the accidents. There were so many of them. And so far, eight of them have been accidents with death. So we've had two people and then one person and then two more people, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's kind of frightening.
That's unusual for your area, isn't it?
Very unusual. It hasn't happened. Nobody can remember when that ever happened before.
Hmm.
You know, every once in a while there'll be an accident like that, but not like it's
mm-hmm.
been going on recently. And we were going to town the other day, and down the road, normal, at 60 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, here come this car out on the side of the road, on the ditch edge, passing everybody. It was frightening. And they didn't roll all the way over, but they went on by, but that was nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason for that. Everybody was traveling a regular 60, 65, and there was no reason for somebody to do that.
No excuse for stupidity, huh?
No excuse for stupidity.
Well, we have some people who have some questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hello. Thank you all for taking my call today.
And you want to identify yourself?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Oh, wonderful. Here's Ada Marie.
Okay.
Hi, Melvin. What can I do for you?
Yes, ma'am. How you all doing today?
Pardon?
How are you doing today?
We're doing fine, honey. We're doing good. In fact, the weather's really nice for winter.
Nice southern gentleman.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
What's your question, Melvin?
My question is, when do you see me meeting a nice young lady, being in a relationship, coming up, anything?
It's around the holiday time, and this is really funny because it's somebody that you have met at least a year or so ago, and this person is going to show up again in your energy pattern or in the things you are doing this Christmas season. So you will be
here
at that
Christmas time.
Wait
a minute, Christmas? Or you mean Memorial Day coming up, or do you mean next Christmas?
Well, we're not. Are we in November?
No, you're really spaced out, my friend. We are in February.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It'll be.
Tell your spirit guides to ease up just a tiny bit, so you can get your feet down on earth again.
Well, he'll meet somebody around Thanksgiving or between Thanksgiving and the holiday, Christmas holiday. So that whole energy pattern at that time will be glorious for him.
Oh, good.
That
will be next year then.
Later in this year. Winter. Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next winter, she's right about that.
And look at this. You have all this time to get yourself ready and to do anything that you want to get yourself prepared for something special, huh?
Yeah, very special.
Yeah.
And a lot of laughter this is the thing you'll notice, that there'll be a lot of laughter around. It'll be good.
Okay. But the woman I have in mind, yes, ma'am, her name is Jokiria. Will she start by talking to me? Because we used to talk, and she used to come over, but we never, not in a relationship or nothing, but I sent her a text today telling her, you know, I wouldn't mind starting by talking to her. Do you see this woman talking to me anytime soon, or?
She very well could, but I don't think it's a lady that we're talking about.
Right, I know, but...
Yeah, but yes, she is going to remain your friend, yes.
I mean, she's going to start by talking and coming over?
I don't know how she's going to do it, but you will see her, and you will have a nice rapport with her. And she might be the one introducing you to the right person.
Not your special lady.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting. So, you know, sometimes when you get your mind fixed on one person, you miss out on the right person that floats by and you don't notice them. So you keep your mind keep your heart and your mind open, Melvin.
And clear, Melvin, so that you can meet people and have a rapport with them, and you'll find the right one easily.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you all so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Sure.
And have a wonderful Christmas.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, you see, you have something to look forward to. My goodness. The year, and you know, if you get tired, you get tired, and your things seem to be just a little much for you. You can say, oh well, wait till Christmas.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, you'll be plenty busy with everything that's going on, and you'll be happy about it.
Okay. Thank you
That's
so much.
That's a good
much.
Thing.
That's great. Okay.
That's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And it sounds like you're a good man. Okay.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Melvin. Keep your energy up and just be ready for something special when it comes.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All righty.
You have a good day.
You too.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Let's see. We've got someone in the 3110 area. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Did you have your phone on mute? Check, because I have someone here, and I can't hear anything.
I don't hear anything either.
No. Oh, my. Okay. Well, if we can't hear them, there's not much chance of answering their question.
No.
Right?
Is there a different person there?
Let's see. The phone ends in 2663. Can you hear us? Okay. Well, that is so odd. Perhaps they will come online soon. So the interesting thing is that this seems to be a time when new opportunities are showing up. Have you had any of your calls talking about new opportunities and things like that?
And offers for positions at work, which have come up for several people, which I'm very happy about. And they felt that they were really gifted because they received opportunity for a job that they weren't even expecting, one of the ladies. And then a man called, and he said he'd been trying to work with this company for a number of years and never got a call, and he got a call. So two people actually got calls for work that were unexpected, and I thought that was pretty awesome. You know, I thought that was a really good thing. And they said they will call us eventually when they get settled on this. One man has to drive about an hour to get to work, but he took the job anyway because it's better than no job. So,
absolutely.
That was a good attitude.
You know, here in New York, many people travel an hour to work. You know.
That's what he said. He said that really wasn't anything. That was normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he was very nice. I appreciated that call.
You know, times we work with people and we answer their questions and we reach out to them and then we never hear from them again.
I think that's because people get so wrapped up in what they're doing that they forget. They didn't make a note that they talked to us. In other words, they didn't have a book that they wrote down your activities in, probably, so they forget. And
right.
But just the fact that they get work thrills me to death.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't get work, they'd be back on the phone talking to us again. So if you look at it from that standpoint, we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's good. But it is always nice to when people call up and thank you for your encouragement and your information and everything.
It really
don't you
is,
think?
But I mean, I can understand when they're, you know, if they've gotten something, they're very excited and they're making everything work so they can take the job. I can understand that.
Sure.
And they may call later.
Sure.
That could happen.
But we always do it to help anyway. So,
yes, that's why we do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else that you would like to talk about?
I don't know about your area, but this area has had the strangest weather and the strangest things going on. I mean, we've had no winter whatsoever, and we've had no snow and no rain, and we've had wind, not a lot. We got a little wind today and the sunshine, but everything is dry, and that's strange for this. I don't know about your area.
It is. Yeah. We've had one snowfall really here.
Mm-hmm.
Twice we had a little bit of snow and it melted as soon as it hit the ground, you know.
Yeah.
But and the interesting thing too is that it'll be 50 one day and 27 the next.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so that's strange. And I was just wondering if that was part of that had to do with those the eclipses or whatever. Just
I think it has to do with somebody who's messing around with our weather. I know there's some scientists that are doing things about the weather that I don't think they should be doing, but. I think that's
mm-hmm.
part of what's happening. It's hard to know, but it seems like it didn't happen before they started their experiments. So I don't know. It could be.
No.
I can't say. I just assume that we didn't have a lot of these problems with the weather before
mm-hmm.
they started this. Experiment with moving the weather around, so I'm not sure. But this winter has been no winter; it has been just sunny and cool, and not
mm-hmm.
even freezing. I mean, it's just not normal.
Amazing. We have someone else who has a question.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. Hello? Hello? Oh, my, that's a strange.
Can you hear
Hello?
That?
Hello? Yes, I do. My goodness, that's very strange. Huh. I'm going to put that on mute. Good night. Let's see. Hello?
Hello. Hi there.
Hi. You have a question?
I do.
What is your name?
My name is
What
Brittany.
Is your name? Brittany?
My name is Brittany. Yes.
Okay. Ada Marie?
Yes.
Can you hear Brittany?
I barely heard her say her name.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can, yes.
Good.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Wonderful. So I do have a question about the upcoming transformation in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Things are actually shifting and moving forward, and I just wanted to know what Spirit had to say in regards to that.
Regards to what, honey? You haven't told
the
me.
The career.
Anything.
She says there's a transformation taking place in her career, and she's
right.
wondering what Spirit has to say about that.
Well, it depends. I don't have enough information to what the spirit guide is saying, that you are on a path that at this time seems to be excellent for you, and because we don't have any information as to what part of the energy you're working in, they're just telling you to continue being that intelligent, happy self, that a lot of your work depends upon your attitude, of course, and you really are in a good position right now.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
Does that
great.
Make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great message.
Good.
Basically, they're telling me to stay focused and stay on my path.
Right. That's what they're saying.
Oh, thank you, Spirit Guides. I appreciate that message.
And you can work with them. You can talk to them and ask them to come into your thought process, and they will come. They'll come.
Okay.
And it'll be helpful.
I'm going to do that tonight in my meditation. I'm going to do
mm-hmm.
that tonight.
Yes.
And just also virtual opening 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of energy it was that came to me, but I was able to see all these things through my third eye, almost as if it was like premonitions of my life. Like I saw myself with a baby.
Mm.
What was that about?
Your future. Your future. you were given a review of the future. Because it came from the third eye.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a review. If you can remember the little pieces of information you got, write them down and watch carefully as they all unwind and unfold. You'll be very happy.
Thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
That's a wonderful thing to have happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
it seems that things are really opening up to you, and you know, you need to trust what comes to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Ada Marie?
Right. You do have the faith. If you didn't have the faith, the opening wouldn't have come. But stay steady with your faith.
Okay. I will do that. All right. Blessings to both of you.
Well, blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
And just stay as beautiful as you are.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see if this other person has gotten rid of that weird... Oh, no, it isn't.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either, but my goodness, it sure sounds weird. So I think we're going to let them solve that problem themselves. It's the closest I could come to was remember when we had those fans and somebody would put something into the fans and would hit the fan blades and it would go like that.
Right.
Years ago, when the kids would put a piece of paper or something in the fan blade, and it would make a lot of noise.
Yeah, just continuously.
Right, but that was that. I can't imagine. We tried it twice, and it.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't know what it is, but.
Neither do I.
There's some kind of interference. Mm-hmm. So you can't deal. They can't hear us, and we can't hear them. So we just send them blessings.
Yes. And now, who do we have?
Well, that's sort of it at this moment.
Isn't that strange? In the last three weeks, we haven't had too many people.
Right.
Yeah, it's been kind of. I think we have a lot of listeners. I get a lot of response from listeners, but I'm
surprised. And a lot of people go on, you know, during the week they'll go on to the internet and listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is one of those odd times.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And it might be test time too.
Hmm.
When people are having tests,
they're still doing the same thing.
I know.
So.
I know. It's some kind of an interference. I have no idea what it is.
Well, they hung up, so that's maybe they'll call back in and get a better signal
connection. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That could be. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering. When we get people who can't seem to get through, what do you think causes that? Because
I have no idea. I really have no idea because we don't do anything political. We don't do anything unkind. We don't do any mean things. I have no idea why we are being, having this problem. I mean, I know that if you get political or start doing stuff like that, they can cut you off, but we haven't done anything like that at all.
Nope.
So I don't.
We've just open channels and looking to make life better.
Right, just giving giving little tidbits of help that will let them do for themselves what they want to do and be confident about themselves.
And this is what this is the main thing that you actually can do, is to help people to understand that there is so much more to them than they realize now, and
right.
And when they have the greater faith in themselves and the trust and work with what they've got, and reach out and take advantage of what is going by, because spirit will send you something, and if you don't catch on to it, it just sails on off, you know.
Right, it disappears. But they can listen to their inner voice, and they can trust that inner voice, and they can make notes. And you know, as a girl, I made tons of notes. Notebook after notebook had scratch notes in it all over the place. And I had them up until we moved to Arizona, and my husband threw them all out. But I had boxes of books that I'd written things in, that I would receive, not knowing why I received it even. Just it was stuff I would receive. And I guess it's all right. I've lived okay without them. But a lot of times you get an answer for something, or you'll get a feeling about something, and you cannot place it. You can't find any place where it fits in your life. And then
exactly.
Maybe 4 or 5 months or 3 years later, oh, I remember that. And
yes.
And that's what happens. It's those things that they remember from before, when they were growing up or when they were doing different stuff, that is important to them at that time. They need to kind of have that information returned somehow so they can make use of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was a little girl, I didn't know there were things I couldn't do. It just never occurred to me. I could see. I would go to the movies and see. I saw somebody doing a back bend, and my favorite expression then was, "I can do that." And I came home and went to my room and started practicing doing a back bend.
Right.
And I finally got to the point where I got up on the bed, so I decided that you know, if I was on the bed and I fell, it wouldn't hurt my head so much. But I taught myself to do a back bend, and I had just seen it in the movies. I said, "I can do that."
Yeah.
But
maybe.
So many times, as we are children, we get, they say, 32 no's for every yes.
Yes.
And we are conditioned, and then we finally get to the point where we do the grown-up's job for us, and they say, and we say no to ourselves without realizing that we're doing it, and we've just been conditioned. You know,
right.
But I think we come in as so powerful, but we can't talk and we can't move around, and so we can't use that power. But we have to learn how to use it
correctly.
I am amazed that you had two grandmothers who were both seers. Who helped you?
I have to tell you, my one grandmother was from England and the other one was from Norway. And Norway has a tremendous amount of people with awesome sight. And my little grandma, which was the one from Norway, she would, before you even got in the door, she would tell you what you did. So you got so you didn't do anything you knew you shouldn't.
That's a good thing to keep you on the good side of life,
yeah.
So that you don't
keep you on the straight and narrow, right?
Yeah, that's very interesting, and so you just grew up with this, but I spent a tremendous amount of time alone, And
well, we lived mm-hmm. on a farm, so there wasn't radio, there wasn't electricity for that matter, but
mm-hmm.
we didn't have all the things that the kids have today, so we had to spend a lot of time by ourselves thinking and working out little things on the farm that had to be taken care of, and we would have to take care of a sick calf or a sick animal, and we would have
mm-hmm.
to set up at night with something. But we did it because we were told to do it, and we were told what to watch for. And we
mm-hmm.
wouldn't think of not mm-hmm. being there to do what we were told because it just wasn't acceptable. And I don't think my dad, I have to tell you the truth. I don't think my dad ever gave us a spanking. I think he
uh-huh.
looked at us, and that was enough.
Yes. Yeah.
And my mother had what us kids called an evil eye. Boy, when she was upset, we knew it, and we shut up. Ooh. But,
my father raised an eyebrow, and that was, uh-oh.
Oh, that's all it took, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there was so much room for imagination.
Yeah, that's what I think is missing today. The kids can't think. They don't have the opportunity to let something come into their mind that they can think about that they're producing something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not good.
You know, there's so much programmed entertainment.
Yeah.
That the mystical and the spiritual and things there's not enough time for that. I've known children who had such a packed date book that they made play dates and they were stacked up for 2 weeks for their appointments to go and play with somebody.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Instead of having a week of silence or an afternoon of sitting for 2 hours just sitting alone, thinking.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we sat along the wall.
Listening to the blades of grass and things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's quite amazing that. The world course, you know, I've been here a long, long time, you
mm-hmm.
know, and so many things have changed in the lifetime.
It's totally changed in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
What
you
people
wonder,
do now,
what,
we wouldn't have dared to do.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was just thinking, let me see if we got somebody. Hello?
Okay.
Let's see if this person is still there. The clicking stopped. Hello, can you hear us? Hello? No. No clicking, but they seem to be still connected. That's that's a total mystery, but I always hate it when someone is there and wants to have a... I ask a question and we can't get to them.
I find that to be really difficult to accept because
mm-hmm.
we're doing everything right. They're doing what they do right, and we can't make the connection.
Right. Well, we would just have to send them love, that's all.
And light.
Just send them love and light.
Yes.
And this is a good time to talk about your healing retreat.
Well, yes, if people are interested in helping themselves and getting themselves well. I hung up from a call to be able to do the show today from a lady who came here 7 years ago. I didn't even recognize her name. I felt horrible. And she came... in a wheelchair and had walked away from here. And then when she got to talking and we got to talking and I said, Florence, you're one of the ladies with the wheelchair. She said, I was your first lady with a wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, I don't have it anymore because I ended up with three or four of them and I gave them away to people who needed them. And she said, well, I'm glad because I won't ever have to use a wheelchair again. And I want you to know that I pray for you every day. And I thanked her. I said, I really thank you for that. And I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And she was surprised. I said, I am thrilled to think that somebody cares enough to pray for me every day.
Yes,
indeed. I mean, I am.
Oh, yeah, and it's wonderful. You know, gratitude, let's talk a tiny bit about gratitude, because gratitude opens so many doors.
It's the way to go through life and know that you have touched an angel, because of gratitude, when people have gratitude and insight, they are like angels, little angel bits of angels. And that angelic part comes out, and that gratitude is so awesome. You're just caught in it. It's wonderful. And I find a lot of times people are telling me thank you, and I didn't even know what I did. So It's true. One time I was talking to a lady on the phone, and she. This was years ago in California. And she said, you know, when I called you, I had a very, very bad stomach ache, and I've been sick for 3 or 4 days, and it's the tone of your voice. I feel wonderful, and I want to thank you for that. And how would I know, you know?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And I hear that from many people. It's the tone of your voice. Your voice is so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is a blessing. I'm happy that it is, but I'm also happy that it helps people.
Definitely.
I mean, it just
amazes
me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm totally here.
Okay.
And as you never ever know when one word you say would change a person's life.
Totally
you just
change
never know.
Their life. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I find it wonderful when you can see if a person is with you or sitting in across a table from you or in a chair, and you see the light in their face light up. I mean, just you know, the eyes wake up, they're shining, and they light up, and you know very well that they got what they needed. They actually got what they needed, and it's such a blessing. I sometimes I have everything I can do to keep from having tears come down my face.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good thing to be able to just open it up and let that spiritual energy just flow through you.
Right, it is, because I would like to be able to look at everybody or touch everybody and see them well and healthy and happy and busy. I really would if it was. They wouldn't even have to come. If I was walking down the street and I saw somebody that needed a healing, I could go zap and send it. They wouldn't even know they got it. They wouldn't know where it came from. And I do send out a lot of zaps, but I'm very careful not to do it publicly where people can see me doing it. They'd think I was nuts. So,
yeah, well, I just let the energy flow through me, and I'm careful. I used to think it was okay to heal a person and because they needed it, but then I found out some people don't want it. They feel an intrusion. They're scared of it or something.
Well, you know what they are? And I found this out too. They like the attention they get from being sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like.
Yes.
They didn't get attention before. And then now they need help, so they get attention, and they like that attention.
And they had the worst of that condition that anybody's ever had in the world.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's
and like they're bragging about it. You know?
Yeah. It's funny because it's like unbelievable. There's people far worse, but they don't see it.
Yeah.
So that is interesting. That's very interesting.
It is. But once you have really committed yourself, which of course you know I did,
mm-hmm.
committed my whole life to working, I call it being an instrument of divine spirit, divine purpose.
Right, because it comes through spirit.
Absolutely.
It all comes, and you can just look and have it happen. You don't have to do anything. Just look at the situation
mm-hmm.
and see that situation perfected in almost before your eyes, because your
Absolutely.
Consciousness is not holding any negative anything. So the spirit that is there with the problem
mm-hmm.
is released
mm-hmm.
and they turn around into a good place.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain that.
It is. But you have to have your heart in the right place, and you really have to... not be doing it for your own benefit. You know what I mean?
There's no way, if you're really going to heal something, it is not going to have anything to do with you or your life, because that's not a healing. If you do it because you want something, that's not a healing. A healing is something that goes, whoa, and it's gone, and you never touch it again. And it goes
mm-hmm.
on to whoever is receiving it. So I see that's where a lot of healers get in trouble. They run around bragging about they did this, they did that, they did something else, and they lose that power to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, I'm not doing the healing. The spirit is, not me. I'm just the battery of energy that the spirit is using at that moment to take it.
That's right.
I'm just a battery. That's all I am. I'm
mm-hmm.
nothing. And people
I call myself the conduit. I'm kind of like a
mm-hmm.
lightning rod. The energy comes in.
And goes out.
But the only true healing is self-healing. And what you do is you give people the energy for their body needs to heal itself.
Heal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly the truth. And so it just is it's very hard to explain. I mean, it's just like ridiculous to try to explain it. It doesn't make sense. But it works.
That's right. And here's the difference, you know, between when you believe something, you've got a belief.
You got to have the knowing.
You have to say, I believe it because. But when you know something, you just know it, and there's no way to prove it or not prove it, because it just is.
Yeah, see, it's a knowing that you've got, and that's what's important, the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
You know, three times people have tried to kill me. I mean, I've been stabbed, I've been shot, and I've been beaten. And all the time, when they think they're done, I'm still here.
There you go.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
In fact, I run into one of those people about, 15, 20 years ago now, and they couldn't believe that I was alive. I said, you made a mistake. You can't kill an Irish Norwegian.
That's funny.
And the guy just turned around and walked away. He just shaking his head. And he didn't say anything. He just looked at me in shock.
Yeah.
He looked at me and he said, "Do I know you?" I said, "I know you."
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard my voice, he ran away. So,
yeah, it's looking like he'd seen a ghost.
Yeah, and I have a long scar down the right arm, you know. The scar is there. It's a keloid scar.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, somebody will. I usually wear sleeves so people don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had on, I was working in the kitchen, I had on something, and someone came in and they said, "Oh, what happened?" Oh, I said, "It's been so long ago, I can't remember."
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was bad enough the first time. Why relive it, huh?
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't ever do that. And
you know, your body actually relives the bad things. If you tell them and you tell them with feeling and emotion and everything, your body goes through it again just as if it was
happening all over. You cannot do that. That's ancient history. You cannot speak of it. It's forbidden. And if you
it
do
took
that,
me a long time to learn that, and boy, that made a big difference when I finally got it, I must say.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You just don't be certain not to let anybody badger you into making a statement. So you be really careful. And I dress to cover any of those scars that I can. And most all of them I can cover. There's one in my throat that I got that I've been working on with the bitters, and it's getting now, so it's just a very little mark. But I think I'll be able to get rid of the whole thing, and it'll be fine because it's very hard to wear clothes to completely cover your throat, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's difficult to do that. So.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting
I'm getting there little by little.
But everything that you go through, you know, makes you stronger if you use it properly.
You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You learn something from everything, the good and the bad.
Yes, it depends upon the label you put upon it. If you put a label on it as a terrible, terrible thing that happened to you, that's what it's going to be.
Well, if you do that, you live with it. If you release it, well, that's it. There's nothing to be said. It's over. So,
you know, there's some very interesting things that they do not teach you in any school. Just, you know, no, you don't get a master's degree in things like this. You have to really be in touch with spirit and receive. The receiving is so important. I was trying to tell somebody the other day, and she had her fist clenched, and I said, "Open your hand. You can't receive. If somebody had $100 bill and wanted to give it to you, you couldn't receive it if your hand is in a fist. You must open and be ready to receive what's coming to you." And she looked at me and she couldn't even say anything. She was so amazed by what I had just told her.
Right. But you know, if somebody does something unkind to you, it's gonna come back to them. And they're going to go through it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that's going to really not know what to do when it comes back to roost on their doorstep.
Right.
It always comes
absolutely.
Back. Yeah, my grandma used to say, "What goes around comes around." So watch out for your thinking.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
If they have harmed you, they will be harmed, and sometimes 7 times 7, depending on their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And boy,
mm-hmm.
she just wouldn't let you be nasty.
That's a good thing.
So we grew up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that we're just getting toward the end of the hour. Would you like to give your telephone number again?
Yeah, I probably should, shouldn't I? I've been blessed. People call up and say, "Why don't you give your phone number every 35 minutes or 25 minutes?" Nobody gets your phone number, even if they want it, they can't get it. I said,
okay.
"Well, okay. Here it is, Ada Marie, 520-896-9510. Now, is that plain enough, or should I do it again?
Well, since you're functioning and communicating so clearly, would you like to give your website?
Yes, my website is The Golden Oracle, Ada Marie at The Golden Oracle, oracle.com. Now, is that good?
Great. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And I answer the phone between 7 in the morning and 7 at night, and somebody answers my website for me. They come in and work on my website. So if you don't get a message today, you probably get one when you wake up in the morning. Okay? Sounds
mm-hmm,
like a plan?
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
Okay, now do you have anything, any last message for anybody who's listening?
I do. I want every one of you to take a look in the mirror and tell that person that looks back at you what a wonderful person they are and how lucky you are to know them. Now, I did that I gave a seminar. And I did that at a seminar, and you cannot believe the number of responses I got. People laughed at the seminar, but they've been doing it ever since. Look in the mirror and tell that person what a wonderful person they are. Think about what that does for you. And have
mm-hmm.
a wonderful, wonderful week, okay? Bye-bye.
Great. Love and light.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.